This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Checkpoint Intimates. Yes, welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Intimates. So an in-depth look at one of our talk topics in a more relaxed, one-on-one, sexy environment.
You just know all the right words to say, don't you?
I know, and I'm staring at your fiery red locks and I just can't help myself.
Can you work the word luscious in there somewhere?
Well, today's topic, it could be luscious if you are into keyboards and mice. Because our topic today is about some news that came out this week where there was one of the lead developers in Overwatch who actually went as far to say that the Overwatch team objects to the use of mouse and keyboard on console. The game director and Blizzard vice president, Jeff Kaplan, who said that on the game's official forums. Because essentially when you have a player using keyboard and mouse, it can be more accurate and faster using a traditional like Xbox or PlayStation controller, for example.
Yes, well, it seems to be particularly with my base notion would be that if it comes down to peripherals, if it comes down to the tech you're using, then maybe you're not, you know, the absolute highest echelon of gamer.
Yeah.
But it has been shown that particularly with shooters, the effect of mouse and keyboard is far and away more accurate than a console controller.
Yeah, I mean, because in a literal sense, for those who haven't played on a PC before, I mean, with a controller, with an analog stick, when you're aiming at someone, you have to physically move the gun while you're moving the analog to the right spot, right? But with a mouse, you literally, you know how quick a mouse is to use, you move the mouse to the right spot on the screen and click the button, and that's how you shoot. So it happens seconds or milliseconds definitely faster than what you would use on a console controller.
Yes, well, I mean, before this issue came up, I actually didn't realize that there was any way to use a keyboard and mouse on consoles, because this was always brought up as the key issue for why there wasn't crossplay, particularly between PC and console gaming.
Because the advantage.
Yes. And so it turns out that there is a device that you can purchase, and it's apparently becoming quite popular now, that will take an input of a keyboard and mouse and translate that to equivalent controller. Now, it seems to be that some games, you know, it's developer-based, so some games won't allow it. Some will only allow it with their menus.
Yeah.
But in the case of Overwatch and a few other games, it is fully available. So it came up because apparently this is becoming quite common in the actual ranked high-end competitive zone.
Yeah.
And I think that is really a concern because it's not quite the even playing field. Unfortunately, after Blizzard came out and made these comments, there is a community that turned around and pointed out that they weren't maybe being considered in this, and that's people with disabilities.
Right.
Because for a lot of people who have various motor function and physical shortcomings, using a console controller that requires two hands and it's very closed in is limiting. I mean, you know, even people who have full functionality of all limbs and things, you know, the dexterity can be hard.
Yeah, it can be a genuine preference people use, you know, not just because it's an advantage, but because they're more comfortable using a mouse and keyboard for a variety of reasons. But I mean, the disability thing is definitely a big red flag.
Yes.
And this comment was followed with them saying, Tom, that they are pushing to try and get things implemented on the console to literally prevent this stuff from being used. So not just saying we don't recommend you use it and we'd rather you didn't, but actually talking about it, putting something in place where you cannot. It will stop you or won't let you play the game while you have these extra devices plugged in.
And I was completely on board with that argument until the representative spoke up and made this point. And it was an area I hadn't actually fully considered. Because even if you were just to limit it to the casual and non-competitive gaming, there's no reason why someone with a disability, if they are able to compete with, you know, the top players of a game, shouldn't be able to be in the ranked score. I mean, I think if you're someone who doesn't maybe need it and just using it as a technical edge, maybe it's up to the community to sort of look at the individual cases, but that's awkward. We're not in the same room as other gamers. We can't see their circumstances. We see a username and them killing us a lot in the game.
Could
that's
they do
about it.
Some sort of like creepy Big Brother, like Kinect can track you like on the Xbox and see if you have a keyboard.
I mean, they
on
could,
your lap
but
or
could
something?
You imagine the reaction that would come out of that?
And we're gonna head into like when Uno first had the camera on Xbox 360 and the amount of like dicks that popped up.
I only found out about this recently, and I really felt I missed out.
That was a whole thing. The amount of dicks on Uno was unbelievable. Unprecedented amount of dickery.
Yeah, who knew that Uno should have been one of my top games to go for? Now, one of your favourite games, of course, Gears of War 4,
yes.
Recently released crossplay for PC and console in unranked modes, which speaks to the same issue of whether the control and peripheral is a factor.
It does, but I think it's less of a factor than the first person. I mean, Gears is this third-person game. You move quite slowly in the game. Yeah, you can roadie run to move faster, but I mean, Gears of War has always been more of a tactical, cover-based, work with your team and, you know, yeah, it goes to the shotgun battles occasionally, yes. However, with that third-person style, I don't know if mouse and keyboard would pose that big of an advantage. It would be some advantage if you were really good with it, sure, but the type of game that it is, I personally don't see it being a massive problem.
No, I mean, totally fair. Yeah. And some people have come out and made the point that other competitive games, like Rocket League, for example,
right,
you have a natural benefit with a console controller.
Yes.
Because in that sort of dynamic, there is no aiming in that sort of sense. And so, because there is cross-play between PC and console on that, in that case, the console gamers actually have the one up. Like,
sure.
Sometimes you can't make a purely level playing field.
But then the reverse doesn't really happen, because it was saying here, like, oh, you know, the direct VP is Blizzard saying they should find a way to take away the functionality of mouse and keyboard for certain games on console. However, PC players are always going to have for these cross-platform games the choice of how to play, because they can put a controller in their PC as well. So, I mean, that would negate the Rocket League problem, for example, because they have easily the option to play if they invest the money. And that argument could be made for console players as well. If they want to be the best competitively and they want to be like you see in your esports and your live streaming with all these top players, if you want to be in those ranks, in those leagues, maybe you need to invest in a mouse and keyboard. And if you don't want to because you don't like it, then fine. But don't complain when somebody else does it and gets a headshot on you first.
Yeah, it sounds a little like you're putting the ideology of console gaming ahead of the function of gaming.
This is peripheral equality. You know, this is very important to have the same message across both. So I think the argument could be made both ways.
Fair,
basically.
Yeah. And so, well, I mean, we will see where this plays out, because there are only a few games that support it for now. But, I mean, as you said, Steam more than ever uses console controls and things, so...
Yeah.
I mean, the only one final point that I will make on this is the device that's become popular now, which I'm not going to bother naming, you can Google it, for using this conversion, does not appear to be available in stores. It's sold out because of this whole issue spoken up. But also, there doesn't seem to be any Australian distributors. So there becomes a regional factor in this as well, where people who perhaps have more access to stores and things have a regional advantage, and that's not fair as Australians. I'm sick of us being like the last to get things.
I mean, let's be real about it though, we have a regional disadvantage with online gaming anyway because of our internet being so crap. I mean, the amount of times we get put into a crap game with like absolute shit ton of lag because we have awful ping, or I'm not even a nerd.
Yeah, there's just no servers around our area.
It sucks.
We're going either right up into somewhere in the middle of Asia, which is at least closer than Europe and America,
yeah,
or Europe and America.
And there are some games that the online community in Australia dies quicker than it does overseas. So when you go into a game, the only option you have is to play with people in the US or in different parts of Asia, and you just know straight away because the clan's going to have like some sort of, you know, Japanese iconography or something, or it's going to be
some
just
sort of
like,
American nationalistic pride.
Yeah, like, go for Trump or whatever. Like, it's going to be, like, really clear that you're in this match with people that are just from a different region, and they're all together, and you see you've got the one little red dot, and they've got the three green bars, and you just know you're going to have a really crappy experience. So, I mean, I don't know if the keyboard issue being an import-only thing would really add to the disadvantage that much more than it already is.
No, no, that is true. I still find that not playing with a team that I'm communicating with and having a proper headset amongst people would be a way bigger advantage across gameplay to keyboard and mouse. If I'm playing against a team where they're able to communicate with each other effectively, there's just no point as a single player.
Is part of the keyboard issue the fact that you can, if you're really good with it, you can actually set up hotkeys for certain things as well? Like, can I mean, you do that?
I'm not sure if those macros and those hotkeys would translate. I assume that it only takes a couple of key inputs from the mouse and keyboard and maps them to what the Xbox would have as controllers.
Yeah.
So we're really only looking at, what, 8 buttons plus 2 analog movement controls. 3, I suppose, with a D-pad that goes either way. So you wouldn't be able to add any more inputs than that. It's just, I suppose, the ability to, say, push 2 buttons at once just out of with your hands. It's a lot easier to do on a keyboard that's spaced out.
Because I was thinking, like, you know how there's games where you might have to, like, hold down the right bumper and then move the analog stick and press B to, like, select a new weapon or something?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was thinking, man, if you can just hotkey that to a button.
Or pop up over cover, shoot, come back down.
Yeah, if you could hotkey to that point, then yes, I would definitely think you've got to stop that from happening because you're literally modifying how the game is played compared to others, and that's not okay.
And but there will always be these exploits. I know one common thing with PC gamers is to put a bit of blue tack on your screen that's at the spot where your reticle sits, so that way you can line it up to whoever's in front of you, hit zoom, you know exactly where it's going to pinpoint, you can shoot straight away and move on.
Really?
Yeah, it's an absolute exploit. It's cheating as far as I'm concerned.
But no one would know you're doing it, right?
So exactly. Because it's just because when you're just looking at a screen, you're not necessarily focused on a pinpoint spot. But if you have that marked on your screen and you line that up first and then zoom. Yeah.
So we wouldn't know.
No.
But you would know yourself, wouldn't you, Peter? I'm just hoping there's a Peter listing who does that, who's just totally freaked out.
There's always one.
But I mean, that's crazy. I mean, all these exploits and things you can do with these, you know, mouse and keyboard ways of playing, I mean, that is clearly going to mean that you have an advantage. Surely the victory is not going to be as well earned or as sweet for you as the player either. I mean, we play these games for the feeling of accomplishment, for that kind of achievement unlocked, that ding, that next level up, the next upgrade. If that's being earned entirely by, you know, things that are basically cheating or exploitative, that's going to detract the experience for them as well, right? You would think
as long as that experience isn't based on perception rather than personal actuality.
Oh, as in like, oh, look at my gamer score. It's
as long
big.
As you're seen as one of the most popular players, one of the most effective players, then surely you are.
Ah, okay, right. So that's more how others view you than how you got there.
Yeah, and so I really don't mind Blizzard coming out and making a statement on this. I think there's some limitations that maybe they hadn't spoken to, but I think it is up to community and developers to set a standard for each of these games, particularly in the competitive space.
Yeah,
because there's not going to be any way to really control it or set out an ethic when you're talking about online gaming.
Yeah, for sure. And look, I think there's more to this story as well as it's going to happen. I mean, this is fresh news this week where it came out, and I think that, you know, more games are going to be coming out soon that are going to have advantages to mouse and keyboard, and they're going to have to figure out whether or not there's a way to get around this. I mean, they're talking about saying, contact Sony and PlayStation and Microsoft and tell them what you think and respectfully tell them that you don't want people to use mouse and keyboards, but I think there's more layers to this than they first realized. I think in theory it's easy to go, don't use them, but I mean, there's a lot more to the story.
I also feel like the response from most players will just be, get good.
Get better, yeah. Get better at playing the game. Stop whinging. Yeah.
If this is the most detail that you can point to your gameplay experience, you either better be a legend or maybe just be quiet.
This has been Luke and Tom, another episode of Checkpoint Intimates. We'll catch you next week. This has been a Joycast of Checkpoint for Joy 94.9. If you like this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.